Okay, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, we're going to start at verse 9. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord, and King David also rejoiced greatly. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer you so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to come and hear your word. I know we sometimes think well of ourselves when we offer you and the church time out of our busy schedules, wealth out of our stretched budget. Help us to be ever mindful that all of the time and all of the wealth that we may have now and may ever have was first given from your hand and is all your own. We are only blessed to share in its use for a time. Lord, I ask you, be with those that present your word today. Help us to give us strength that we may go out and do your will this week. I ask these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.